It's Thursday, November 21st, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. The Ministry of Health has reported a confirmed case of mpox in Angola's Luanda province. The affected individual, which is a Congolese citizen, has been isolated. The outbreak was declared a public health emergency by the African Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization in mid-August. Here is the Ministry's Executive Director, Ben Nangombe.
Here in Namibia, we have not picked up a positive mpox case. There have been some suspected cases that we have treated, but they have all turned out to be negative. So for now, the nation must remain calm. The situation is stable as it is. We are just urging members of the public to be on the alert to make sure that if anybody has got symptoms that are consistent with the mpox infection, that they approach public health authorities in order to receive the necessary advice.
Economist Theo Klein from Oxford Economics Africa in South Africa warns that a Trump 2.0 presidency could negatively affect global markets, leading to higher inflation, interest rates, and a stronger US dollar. For Namibia, potential impacts include slower interest rate cuts, rising inflation, higher foreign debt repayments, and lower oil prices, although metal demand and prices may benefit. Klein elaborates on effects on Namibia's economy.
Trump's targeted import tariffs, in addition to already subpar economic growth in the EU and China, could weigh on Namibia's economic growth potential over the medium term. This is because Namibia sends most of her exports to these two regions, as well as receiving most of tourists from the EU. Trump's import tariffs, targeted mainly on China, Mexico, Canada, the EU and India, will likely keep global inflation somewhat elevated in the short term, and as a result of that, it will slow down the pace of interest rate cuts across the globe, as what we would have had under a Harris presidency.
On to South Africa, where the country's Department of Home Affairs has dismissed 18 individuals for various offences, including fraud, corruption and sexual harassment. These individuals were involved in issues like granting fake identity documents, illegal marriage registrations and improper visa approvals. Four others received warnings. Minister Leon Schreiber says these actions reflect the department's ongoing crackdown on corruption, with criminal charges to follow where necessary.
These dismissals send a clear and unambiguous message that the days where acts of fraud and corruption are committed with impunity against Home Affairs are over. Dismissals and prosecutions are set to continue ramping up until we have squeezed crime and corruption out of the system.
Southern Africa's regional bloc, SADC, has extended its troop deployment in the Democratic Republic of Congo by another year, continuing efforts to support the government in its fight against rebel groups, according to Reuters. The mission, which began in December last year, aims to address the ongoing security and humanitarian challenges in that country, a key producer of metals like cobalt and copper. Internationally, the U.S. state of Texas has offered up land for President-elect Donald Trump to use as a staging area for mass deportations. Tony Waterman is on the ground for us and now reports.
The 1,400-acre ranch is located in Starr County, right along the U.S.-Mexico border. The land was bought in October for the purpose of building 1.5 miles of new border wall. But in a letter to President-elect Trump on Tuesday, Texas's land commissioner offered up the space for processing and detaining migrants awaiting deportation. Trump has vowed the largest mass deportation in American history, and polls show the majority of Americans back the idea. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.